Wednesday. Today is January the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Happy New Year. We're going to start off today taking a look back at some of the top stories in 2024 and maybe what they mean as we lean into 2025. Also, share some information about some scholarship opportunities for high school and college students. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, Happy New Year. We're going to start off today looking at some of the biggest news stories back in 2024, sort of a walk down memory lane, if you will, as there were a lot of different things going on in the larger ag industry that we would look at a 30,000-foot view that impacted what's going on right here in Northwest Ohio. One of those dealt with labor and the labor stoppages at the Canadian and U.S. rail lines, and also potential at the ports, everything we saw there. Also with the bridge down in Baltimore coming down in that boat accident, that was a disruption to exports and the ag industry big time. Another one had to deal with some of the product registration of over-the-top dicamba. This is something it seems like we've talked about the last couple years as the EPA is trying to get their arms around how to manage that. But those registrations being vacated caused some stress in the industry. Now, on the livestock side, one of the big stories was the record high prices we saw in the cattle markets that continued throughout the year. Another one in the livestock side dealt with H5N1 being detected in dairy cattle for the first time. That was obviously earlier in the year, but that kept coming up again and again as it was found in new herds in new states. Well, also going back to the EPA, they had their plans with the Endangered Species Act obligations that kept getting revised and evaluated. That was a big news story. The weather, obviously, something big as we looked at Hurricane Helene and the impact it had on some of the southeastern states. Obviously, drought out west, droughts right here in parts of Ohio, wildfires across the country. It was definitely a wild year when it comes to weather and weather disasters. Well, we also had to talk about farm rates, interest rates, and the value of farmland and everything with commodity prices. Those were all big news type items. And then as we got later in the year, it seemed like the election was all year long, but the election of President Trump being reelected was also big and will play out to be a big deal as we take a look at cabinet appointments, the new Secretary of Agriculture, potentially a new farm bill coming hopefully sooner than later. A lot of disaster type programs needed. A lot of that information was also making agricultural headlines as we went throughout the year of 2024. Obviously a busy year that year. I would guess this year is going to be equally busy. We're going to take some time the rest of the day and take a look at some scholarship opportunities. If you are in high school or college, this information's for you. We'll start off with some information from Morgan Anderson.
This news coming in today from the Ohio Soybean Association. The Ohio Soybean Association announces $2,000 in available scholarships. The Ohio Soybean Association, or OSA, is excited to offer two $1,000 scholarships for the 2025-2026 academic year. Acting as the membership and policy arm for Ohio soybean farmers, OSA decided to create a scholarship program to support students interested in advocating for the future of soybeans. The OSA Board of Trustees and staff members will choose two individuals that exemplify a passion for the soybean industry to each receive a $1,000 scholarship. All majors are eligible, but applicants must show a strong interest in the soybean industry and agricultural advocacy. Applicants must be a full-time student at college, university, or a technical school and have completed 15 hours of credit and must be available to provide proof of legal residency in Ohio. Those who apply must also have a GPA of 3.0 or higher and must be a child or grandchild of an OSA member or be a student and young adult member themselves. Those interested should apply no later than Friday, January 10th of 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting soyohio.org/OSA scholarship. The application asks for at least two letters of recommendation, a personal essay, academic information, community involvement, and awards and honors. If there are any questions about this scholarship or your membership status and how to join, please contact Mackenzie Joseph at mjoseph@soyohio.org.
Thanks, Morgan. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, a few more scholarship opportunities we want to share with you. The Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association invests $15,000 in the future of our industry by supporting the next generation. The scholarship program encourages students in trade schools, colleges, and universities to pursue certificates or degrees in one of many academic fields that support the future of corn and small grains industries, including agriculture, business, communications, economics, education, policy, science, and technology. To apply, visit ohiocornandwheat.org/resources/scholarships. Now here's Morgan with some more opportunities.
This news coming in today from the Ohio Soybean Council Foundation. The Ohio Soybean Council Foundation offers $47,000 in scholarships. The Ohio Soybean Council Foundation, or OSCF, is pleased to announce scholarship opportunities for undergraduate and graduate students for the 2025-2026 academic year. The scholarship program encourages undergraduate and graduate students at Ohio colleges and universities to pursue degrees in one of the many academic fields that support the future of the soybean industry, including agriculture, business, communication, economics, education, and engineering, science, and technology. Quote, these scholarships are a perfect way to make an impact on our field moving forward, end quote, said Cindy Lehman, Hardin County soybean farmer and OSCF scholarship committee member. Quote, it's important to recognize people who are passionate about the future of agriculture, and these students prove every year that the soybean industry is in good hands, end quote. The OSCF scholarship program has awarded over $500,000 in scholarships since 2008. In terms of the 2025-2026 undergraduate scholarships available, there will be 8 undergraduate scholarships of up to $3,000 each that will be awarded, one $3,000 scholarship and one $5,000 scholarship. Applicants must be Ohio residents enrolled as full-time students at an Ohio college or university, having attained at least sophomore status by the fall of 2025 with a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Eligible majors include biology, biochemistry, bioengineering, molecular biology, chemistry, engineering, biotechnology, bioenergy, biofuels, food science, crop science, environmental science, agricultural communications, agricultural business, agricultural education, or any of the agricultural disciplines or related fields. In terms of the 2025-2026 graduate scholarships, 3 scholarships of up to $5,000 each are available to graduate students who are enrolled as full-time students at an Ohio college or university and have proof of legal residency in the United States. Applicants must be conducting research in biotechnology, bio-based materials, bioengineering, crop production, plant pathology, crop science, agronomy, soybean breeding, or a related field, and must be focused on advancing the soybean industry. The deadline for undergraduate and graduate applications is January 10th of 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. All OSCF scholarships will be competitively awarded with funds paid directly to the educational institution. All scholarships are not renewable and recipients may reapply. For more information and to apply, visit soyohio.org/scholarship. I'm Morgan Anderson.
Thanks, Morgan. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.